here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 18th of February, 2014. It's the birthday of Toni Morrison, born Lorain, Ohio, 1931. Lorain, steel town. Her father worked at the steel mill and in construction. Her mother raised the kids. Morrison said about her mother, "When an eviction notice was put on our house, she tore it off. If there were maggots in our flour," she wrote a letter to Franklin Roosevelt. "My mother believed something should be done about inhuman situations." Toni Morrison was an actor, and then she got a master's in English, and then she wrote a story about a black girl who wanted blue eyes, and that turned into the novel, The Bluest Eye, 1969. It's the birthday of Wallace Stegner, born Lake Mills, Iowa, 1909. His father moved his family around, hoping to strike it rich in a boom town out west. They moved from North Dakota to Washington State, Montana, California, Saskatchewan, settled in Salt Lake City. Wallace Stegner was just finishing his Ph.D. dissertation when his brother died suddenly of pneumonia. Not long after, his mother died of cancer, and then his father committed suicide. And Stegner, by the end of the 30s, had lost his entire family. He set out to write a book about the experience of his family. It was a big success. The Big Rock, Candy Mountain came out in 1943. He wrote about the Western experience and the need to preserve wilderness. Wallace Stegner said, "Something will have gone out of us as a people if we ever let the remaining wilderness be destroyed. We need wilderness preserved, as much of it as is still left and as many kinds. It can be a means of reassuring ourselves of our sanity as creatures, as part of the geography of hope." And it was on this day in 1678 that The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan was published, which became a huge bestseller during the author's lifetime. He was 50 years old when it came out. He was a Baptist preacher. He'd been thrown in jail for preaching because he was a nonconformist. He did not conform to the theology of the Anglican Church. He stayed in jail for 12 years. Pilgrim's Progress, an allegory following the main character, Christian, on a journey from the city of destruction, earth, to the celestial city of heaven, traveling through the slough of despond, the valley of humiliation, the hill difficulty, and doubting castle. Mark Twain mentions the book in Huckleberry Finn, where Huck says, "There were also some books piled up neatly on each corner of the table. One was Pilgrim's Progress, a book about a man who left his family, though it didn't say why. I read it every now and then and got through quite a bit of it. The sentences were interesting, but difficult to get through." Here's a poem for today, a little lyric by Lord Byron. "So we'll go no more a-roving so late into the night, though the heart still be as loving and the moon still be as bright. For the sword outwears its sheath, and the soul outwears the breast, and the heart must pause to breathe and love itself have rest. Though the night was made for loving and the day returns too soon, yet we'll go no more a-roving by the light of the moon." Lord Byron's poem, "We'll Go No More A-Roving." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.